I thought, you know, my time with Katie could have been a detour. Looking back now, everything about that was God's preparation for what I do now. And stepping into the ministry he's called me to, I had no distractions of big stages and production and in-ear monitors and just random things that you could think of that would be, you know, kind of a distraction. I literally could just step into whatever he had called me to do. And so that was really, really awesome to experience and know that things we think, God, how are you going to use this? Like, what are you doing? Sometimes those are exactly the thing that he has called us to do to get us ready for the next thing that he's called us to do. So,
welcome to episode 131 of the NRT Now podcast. I'm your host, Jake. And if this is your first time with us, or if you've been with us for a while, just want to say thanks so much for being here. And if you haven't already, make sure that you are following, subscribed, whatever that looks like on your favorite podcast platform, so that you know when new podcast episodes come out here. Our guest for this episode is Tasha Layton, and it has just been absolutely incredible to see her career in CCM just absolutely take off since our first conversation 3 years ago. And if you guys don't know the story of how I met Tasha, about 3 years ago, I get this random Instagram follow from this person named Tasha Layton. I'm like, who's this? And so I look a little bit more at her story, just read her testimony, and oh my gosh, what a absolutely powerful testimony, y'all. And so when I first started this podcast, like, I had her story in mind of, these are the stories that I want to tell. So from that first episode 3 years ago till now, I always enjoy getting to catch up with Tasha or her husband, Keith, who I've gotten to hang out with a couple of times. They're just such awesome people. Just always enjoy getting to spend just a few minutes with them. I'm really excited to share this conversation with you. So with that, here we go. We're here with Tasha Layton. And Tasha, I think you're our first three-peat guest here. I'm just so excited to have you here.
Three-peat. I love that word. You just created a new word. I love it.
Well, I actually pulled that from the sports world, like multiple back-to-back championships, which, I don't know, I feel like this could be a championship. This is a win here, having Tasha as our first three-peat here.
Well, that's awesome. I'm honored to be here.
When we did this last year, we talked about making this an annual thing. After we got off the episode, after we got done recording, I'm like, man, I really hope that there's something there. Like, is this conversation going to be like, hey, how's the kids? How's things going? You know, like, I was kind of like almost like a little nervous about doing like an annual. But holy cow, Tasha, this year has been just absolutely incredible for you.
There's enough to talk about. That's what we're saying here. There's a lot going on. Yeah, it's been an incredible year. A lot of firsts, the Opry, the Ryman, nominated for things. It's just been really cool. I was telling somebody earlier today, it's interesting because those things are really not the goal. And when you're in ministry, that's all fine and dandy. But that's not the goal. But it's special to experience, and it's vital in some ways to keeping the ministry going, because you're keeping the music and the ministry in front of people and on their hearts and minds. And so it's kind of a handoff, you know, like, okay, it's good to keep things going and moving, but it's also important to know that that's not the priority. Just because the world applauds something doesn't mean that you're building the kingdom. So I think it's just important to know that.
Well, in Christian music, I mean, the goal is the ministry, and the goal is to point people to Jesus. But yeah, you got that weird element, like, you got to promote yourself, you got to do all the marketing, you got to do kind of like the I'm awesome stuff. Like, there's a really weird balance of that. It's got to be awkward.
It is. And I think as long as you're working from a place of rest and not striving, like, you're resting in the fact that God is leading you and the Holy Spirit's letting you know what you need to do every day and leading you, I think that's a good place to be. And it helps strike that balance between the ickiness of self-promotion and also getting the word out for what God is doing. And so I think I have really tried this year, and I'm hoping that's the goal for next year too, is just to lead from a place of rest and not striving, being led by the Holy Spirit. And I think when you do that, it brings balance to everything.
I know I've told you this previously, but if I can gush for just a second, I think our first episode was in 2019. I don't remember if Love Running Wild was just about to come out or if it just came out. That's been way long ago. And that's been babies
ago. I don't remember
ago.
It either. I don't remember what I had for breakfast, so it's fine.
But, I mean, from then, like, it's just been very incredible to see your journey, kind of being there from that start and being able to tell your story from the start to just seeing what you've done so far. Is just, it's mind-blowing just how quickly a lot of this stuff has come. I mean, I'm not surprised at all by it from all the way back then. It's just been very special to be along for that ride with you here and just to be able to tell your story. One of the things that really strikes me is, well, as I was thinking about this here, getting ready for this episode, when I first started thinking about doing this podcast, I mean, your story was one of the ones like, this is why I want to do this podcast. These are the stories that I want to share, not just get the details behind like a song or something like that, but just the testimonies, just the story, just the life that comes out. You know, and so with you being kind of one of the stories in mind of why this podcast is happening, to seeing what you've accomplished, like, it's just, this is one of those episodes, like, I'm a little gushy, like, starstruck a little bit, even though, like, we've been along for the ride here, but, like, it's just so special to see all of this happen, you know, all the number ones, all the debuts, like, it's just been very, very special for me to watch this process watch you grow over these last 3 years.
You know, it's been amazing, and I think, you know, there are a lot of full circle moments, and I think there's a lot of fulfillment of promises from God over mine and Keith's lives. I think one thing that's really special is that it, in some ways it's happened quickly, and then in other ways, Keith and I have been doing this a long time in our lives, music and ministry per se. And so I think on the outside, it could look like things have happened quickly, but I think the way God has built it over years and years has been His perfect timing, and the doors that I saw shut and saw opened were all Him. And, you know, I think that there were things in my life I believe could have been detours, but they weren't. They were all things that God had in mind to bring us to this place today, and things I prayed for as a little girl to be able to serve God and serve people and whatever that looked like, I'm seeing fulfilled now. And so it's really beautiful. And it's a testament to God's faithfulness that when He does speak a word or give you a calling, that He will fulfill it. And it says in scripture, you know, He who has begun a good work in you is faithful to complete it. And so I think He's just completing some things and drawing us closer to Him and all the things that you pray for. So it's awesome.
So you can hear more about Tasha's story in the previous episodes, you know, the past couple episodes that we've done. But I mean, before we kind of move on, the funniest thing I heard lately, I was talking with somebody about the Hits Deep tour that's coming through here, which we'll, you know, touch on in a minute. But he was saying, man, Tasha has like these Katy Perry vibes. And I just couldn't like sit in my chuckle. Like, well, I kind of hope so.
That's funny.
You being on tour with Katy Perry back in the day is, I mean, part of where that is, like, if you guys don't know Tasha's story, a season with Katy Perry is part of it. But just because that was a recent memory, I just had to laugh because it's like, man, that's like so on the nose.
That's funny. Well, one really cool thing about it is that, you know, I thought in my life, and I referenced this just now, is I thought, you know, my time with Katy could have been a detour. Looking back now, everything about that was God's preparation for what I do now and stepping into the ministry He's called me to. I had no distractions of big stages and production and in-ear monitors and just random things that you could think of that would be, you know, kind of a distraction. I literally could just step into whatever He had called me to do. And so that was really, really awesome to experience and know that things we think, God, how are you going to use this? Like, what are you doing? Sometimes those are exactly the thing that He has called us to do to get us ready for the next thing that He's called us to do. So
talking about some of the singles that came out this year, and, well, your first full album came out this year. I first got a little bit of a taste of it. Funny story, I was just actually cruising around Pittsburgh with Keith one day, last day of the Hits Deep tour up there. I just happened to be there randomly. So, you know, Keith hopped in the car and we just like, do we want to go get coffee? He's like, nah, let's just drive around. So we're toddling around downtown Pittsburgh, looking at nothing, really. Just scenery, getting out. But he played a few songs, previewed a few songs for me. One of them was How Far, and it was off his phone. So, you know, I didn't get the full experience, but right then it was just like, holy cow, this is something. Like, I emailed Tyson, you're from the label, like, can we get a hold of this early? Like, this is huge. This is awesome. Like, I was just completely captivated from that first listen. And man, that song has just absolutely taken off.
It has. You know, it's been a little bit unexpected. I don't want this to sound like any kind of false humility or anything, but I knew that it was a good song, and yet I didn't anticipate the response to it because I didn't think that it held the same gut punch as some of the other singles we've put out. And to my surprise, it has been as big of a gut punch as other ones in this way. People have responded and said, you know, when I hear this song, I think about my wayward child or my friend who's running from God or my friend who's searching for God. And there were so many ways that people were relating to the song and pulling their car over to pray for the person that God put on their heart. And so that's where the gut punch has been, not necessarily even in their journey. It's been them thinking of other people. And so I really didn't anticipate that. And so it's been really special to get those stories.
So you've had two albums come out this year, which is like insane.
It's like birthing two babies. It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, luckily your other two were not back to back like this, but which, my goodness, Tasha, they are getting so big and so cute.
They are. Like, and they are so precious. Oh my gosh. I mean, I tell Keith almost every day, like, can you handle how cute they are? Like, it's nuts. And I'm obsessed with them, adore them. They are amazing.
Yeah, it's, and part of your story is the infertility journey. We've had that a little bit too. So, I mean, to watch these babies just run around and giggle and laugh and just love life is just absolutely incredible.
It's awesome.
The other thing that Keith had played for me while we were driving around was your Christmas stuff. And surprisingly, I wasn't mad. Like, it was in April. And he's playing me Christmas music. And
it's
I wasn't
so
mad.
Fun. It's so fun. It's such a great record because I feel like you've got kind of a little bit of everything. There's some worship. There's some standards. There's some fun stuff. Rockabilly, jazz, classical. It's like everything in between and kind of just like your own little variety show in a record. And so I'm so proud of it. And I think Keith did an amazing job on the production. We had a real orchestra, a real big band, just Nashville's best played on it. And so I'm so excited. We have a show coming up November 21st. We're doing a big show at the Fisher Center for an on-demand program and full orchestra and big band. And it's going to be awesome.
That's going to be exciting. And in full disclosure, Keith was only previewing the big band songs, because I think that's what he had. So, I mean, I think he was doing something there, but no, like I said, it's just that good. Like I said, even in April, and I'm not a Christmas music. My wife and my kid are already taunting me that, hey, I'm listening to Tasha's album already. It's not even Thanksgiving. I'm like, you turds.
We are too.
But like I said, it was really surprising to me. Like, I just wasn't mad about it. Like, it was just that good, that much fun, even listening to in April. And like I said, now that it's out, it's just absolutely fun. And like you said, a party in an album, like it's a whole Christmas party in one album.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to write original songs and yet make them feel the nostalgia of Christmas. And so I don't want to listen to a ton of new music around Christmas. Like, I love the nostalgic standards and Nat King Cole and Bing Crosby. And I love that. And so I wanted to create the same nostalgia, but with originals, and that's not easy. And so I think between Keith and the team he had, it was just, I think we accomplished that in some ways for a lot of the songs.
Talking about some of your firsts, so I got to go to Red Rocks, was August, and just listening to, you know, just some of the artists talk about their firsts, you know, such an iconic venue.
Yeah.
It was just incredible. So you mentioned Opry, you know, it being a first, that being kind of like something that's a nugget in my head, just hearing about all those firsts from Red Rocks. I want to hear a little bit about what that Opry debut really is and what that feeling is, you know, from the artist's perspective here. Like, what is the feeling around an Opry debut?
I think the feeling for me was really connected to my grandmother, because I was so sad that she wasn't alive to come to that. But I also had this sweet satisfaction that came from knowing how proud she would have been. And a really special thing that happened, because I grew up watching the Opry with her. And a special thing that happened was a couple of years ago, my mom had my grandmother's guitar basically redone for me. Wow. And gifted it to me. And Keith snuck that guitar in to the Opry, and it was played that night behind me. So I just, it was so special, and my family was there, and it meant a lot, you know, knowing the history of the Opry and how many people have graced that circle on the stage. It hits you, I think, when you get there and, you know, when you step out and step into the circle, I think the history of it really hits you. So it was so special, and I'm so thankful. And I think we're going to do it again for Christmas, and already planning to go back. So once you're part of that family, I think you're always part of that family.
That's awesome. And, you know, and being able to bring your kids along with, you know, and to share that moment with Keith, and I mean, just all the things, I mean, just that had to have been just such an incredible, incredible experience, just like top to bottom.
Yeah, it was.
And so you've had singles that have hit number one. You've had all the plaques this year. You've had just like so much happen with all your music, just so many special things. From that ministry's perspective and from the artist ministry perspective, like, what is it to you to have that much success, to have that much, that response to your music and that ministry have such an impact for all the work that you put into it behind the scenes?
Yeah, I think the positive there is knowing that a plaque signifies that the song is resonating. So again, a plaque is a plaque. I can't take that with me when I die. And on my deathbed, I'm not going to be proud that I got a plaque. I'm going to be proud that I love my kids and they love Jesus. There's that. But plaques and all of that stuff signify that I can keep going and keep doing the ministry that God has given me. And so it feeds into itself, and it just helps you build the thing that God has put in your heart to build. And so it's meant a lot to me, not everything. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think I hold it loosely. I know that things can happen in an instant. God's favor might be on something in 1 minute and not in the next. And so my life's not my own. And I'm doing this because he's calling me to do it. But yet at any moment, he could say, you know what, do this. And I got to go there. So yeah, it's meant a lot, but I try to keep that in perspective of what's a priority and what is he calling us to do as a family. It's just, like I said, I can't take plaques with me when I die.
So Keith has to have that like on the door of the studio. He must touch that every time he walks into the studio. Like, you're awesome. You're awesome.
No, not really. I don't think he knows where any of his plaques are. they literally, we haven't hung anything up. It's really bad. Don't tell anybody. I don't know that he knows where his plaques are because we moved and stuff too. Mine are here. They're on the floor. But I haven't had time to hang him up, so.
Well, I mean, the joke is, I mean, Keith is a very laid-back dude, so, I mean, he's very chill. So
in some ways. In some ways, yes. He's definitely not laid-back.
Yeah, I actually could not even see Keith hanging that up or, you know, doing that. But, no, just to give him a little bit of grief, he was supposed to be here this episode. We talked about this last year, about bringing him in, and since he's not here to defend himself.
I know. We'll keep it that way. So that way we can say whatever we want.
As we kind of start winding down the episode here, like, we have the Hits Deep tour that's coming up next year, which Keith is part of Toby Mac's band, is on the road with him. But this year he has another special guest. He can't get away from the wife and kids this year.
I know. It's going to be interesting because he's been with Toby, I think, 8 years now, maybe. And so it'll be interesting, like, stepping into his world and being on the same tour, because we always tour separately. So, you know, I know all those guys really well. I mean, they're all family to us. And so I think it's going to be really special. And we'll have some fresh friends too, because I've never toured with Crowder or his people. And so the rest of the group, I mean, I know them really well. So it'll be just like a big family reunion.
So this is your first time going out on the road with Keith, you know, in such a tour-like environment.
Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to most about being able to, you know, do this tour, do this like season of life together? Is he going to be like on stage with you?
Yes, he will be. I think I'm most looking forward to just making memories with our kids, because our kids are coming. And so that'll be really special. And I think the thing you get with a tour that's that long is some rhythm. Whereas, you know, in a short tour, it's like you're just really trying to get the production stuff settled and everything the first couple of weeks and the timing of everything. And but then, you know, on this, because there's so much rehearsal beforehand and the tour is longer, you really get to settle into a rhythm, which I'm excited about.
And if you guys haven't seen it yet, you'll have to go back on Tasha's Instagram. She has her, I think it's an audition tape for MTV Cribs, I think.
Oh my gosh, yes. That's what we called it, our RV tour, yes.
So you have a space that you get to run with the kids out on the road. So it truly will be, I don't know, either a comedy movie or like a drama. I'm not sure what'll happen in the end.
I know. Maybe we should have some cameras follow us for reality TV, because it'll be crazy. You know, our kids are at such pivotal ages. They just really need us and they need that consistency. So we're taking them with us. And I think Lila being 2.5, almost 3, you know, she's testing our sanity, really. I mean, like, she is just, you know,
it's about right,
wanting to assert her authority. And Levi is just in such a precious age right now, you know, just turned 5. And I'm just really excited to make those memories.
Well, Tasha, we're excited for this Christmas album that came out, and very excited for the Hits Deep Tour. It's coming past my area, so I'm going to be there. I am really, really looking forward to it.
I know. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us for a while, Tasha.
Absolutely.